I never realized how much I took for granted what my parents did each Christmas until I became a parent myself. When I was a kid, my parents were foster parents. Each Christmas morning, we were certain to bury the littlest foster child in flying crumpled wrapping paper. I don't know many people who can say they've been the youngest, oldest, and middle child, depending on who lived in their home. In my parents' 30-plus years of being mom and dad to kids in need, I've had over 250 brothers and sisters. Christmas in our house has always combined five very different traditions. The first was a unique double-footed Christmas stocking that my sister and I each had. Sadly, mine fell apart, and my mother had to retire it after 50 years, giving me the cherished keepsake. The second is on the very top of my parents' tree, along with the collection of ornaments symbolic of each year, is a present I made in kindergarten. A bell made from aluminum foil, ribbon, and two plastic cups has stood the test of time over 45 years. My sister and I, and now my nieces and daughter, have continued the tradition of a tree covered in ornaments that represent the year. This year, the ornament was people in masks holding sanitizer and 2020 made from toilet paper. The third is a bit strange. But Christmas is not Christmas without Mom asking what type of underwear you want in your stocking. When you become part of our family, whether by dating or by marriage, you join the awkward conversation of, my mom wants to know what size and type of underwear do you like? I can't tell you why this became a tradition, but it's been part of the stocking ritual for as long as I can remember. And we don't get stockings now, but we still get underwear. The next tradition lasted until the grandbabies became teenagers. My sister and I and all the foster kids in our home at Christmas were never privy to seeing Santa's delivery until all the adults in the family had the perfect view. My parents got joy out of the Christmas tradition of a stapled sheet blocking our view from the hallway to the living room, so we couldn't see what Santa had left under the tree. This was a get the camera ready moment every year, as we were finally allowed to open the sheet and see the wonder that awaited us. The 6-foot tree was 3 foot deep, hidden in presents. My dad would pull the little ones from a sea of strewn paper. Christmas was always a huge deal for my parents to make sure these kids, most had never experienced Christmas in any capacity, got to be totally and completely spoiled by Santa Claus. I never realized that everyone didn't experience Christmas like this until I was an adult. My mom would be stockpiling beginning in January for the next Christmas. My parents made sure the foster kids and their daughters had memories to cherish. Finally, we had and still have the tradition with open last written across a present in felt tip marker. That is the final present, the one you hoped for, you prayed for, you had your fingers crossed. That also requires pausing the camera and video camera to capture the moment as we tear into the gift. This tradition continues in my and my sister's family. Though this Christmas with my daughter and my niece and great-nephew are by Zoom, I'm praying next year we'll all be together to share the magical traditions my family created, and that we still continue for the next generation. Merry Christmas.